Born in the sands of Texas, down in a boundary line called Elk County, under the shade of the short-haired cotton crop and the shadows of the big sand castor moon. He come up to the Indian food land called the name of Oklahoma, and found my mama going there close to the smells of a bit of our kitchen. Down all along the pecan bottom is the catfish which the deep fork river. My mother's name was Norvell Tanner, and then she changed it to Norvell Guthrie. In Ofusta County, Oklahoma, it was in the quicksand of the river's rising. The wind that blew from east to west in a split second. The lightning that splintered the barn wall. The snaky-tailed cyclone. The lightning that splintered the barn wall. The snaky-tailed cyclone. Prairie cloud burst. The months of fiery drought to cripple the leaves. And the timber fires and prairie fires that took more than could build back. In the fights that ended amongst all of these that I was born, the third child in our family, and heard my mother sing to my brother Roy and my sister Clara. My father was quite a figure in Ofusta County politics at that time, and so he named me after the president, Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, which is too much of a name for a country boy. So I sawed off all the fancy work and just left Woody. I can remember that. My mother learned all the songs and ballads that her parents knew, and there were lots that were either Scotch or Irish, Mexican, Spanish, and many made up by the Negroes in the South. This was not all that melted into the songs I heard around me, because my father, Charlie, was always out talking, dancing, drinking, and trading with the Indians. He could speak several Creek words, taught me how to count in Chickasaw, Choctaw, Cherokee, Sioux, Osage, and Seminole dialect. He was a guitar and banjo picker with a cowboy band or two, but then hung up his devil's strings for domestic reasons. My Seminole girl, singingest, square dancingest, drinkingest, yellingest, reachingest, walkingest, talkingest, laughingest, cryingest, shootingest, fistfightingest, bleedingest, gamblingest, gun club and raging fanest of our ranch and farm towns, because he blossomed out into one of our first royal boom towns. He came the lawyer man, doctor man, merchant man, royalty man, lease man, tongbucker man, pipeliner man, greasy gloves man, big wrench man, the cowboy and the cow man, the spirit and the hoodoo man, the ladies for all these, girls, and the mistresses for the pool stick and domino sharper, the red light pimper and the sidewalk barker. I sold the newspapers, learned the jig dance, sang all the songs I picked up for my first pennies. The oil scouting crowd, their hurts, greeds, and fears. This was the one big song I heard all around me. But at the 7-room house that my grandparents built on their farm, everything was nice, new, and pretty. My mama was given a piano. The music echoed in the holler trees along Buckeye Creek, and the leaves of the sumac and green journey corn out the screen door of their house. The nervous scream of our little farm town turning into an oil and money rush, it was too much of a load on my mother's quieter nerves. She commenced to sing the sadder songs, and I lost her voice. To gaze out our window and to follow her songs out and up and over and away from it all, way over yonder in the minor keys. Thank you. She let it all back cause she had me. It's so much worse than I would be. But there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Here's why. The outlaw does it all wrong. The outlaw tries to whip the world down to his own size, and then he finds out the world is a whole lot bigger than him. So by yourself, you beat before you cause your death. But the outlaw does one big thing. He tries. Tries his best. Dies for what he believes in. Goes down shooting. Pretty Boy Floyd was born and raised right down in there where I was. I talked to a lot of folks that knew him personal. Said he wasn't much of a bad feller. Something went haywire and Pretty Boy took the outlaw. He went to blowing his way in the banks where the people's money was. Grabbed big sacks and took it out and strewed and scattered everywhere. Give it to the poor folks all up and down the country. He had the right idea, but he had the wrong system. We ain't never had a governor back home that was half as popular as Pretty Boy Floyd. He tried and got it wrong. The governor didn't even try.
Told how this outlaw paid their mortgage, paid their little home. Others tell you of a stranger that come to beg a meal underneath this mountain that's $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on Christmas Day. It was a whole carload of groceries with a note to say. And he said, I'm an outlaw. He said, I'm a thief. Here's Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Some with a fountain pen. And it's through this life you ramble, it's through this life you roam. You will never see an outlaw drive a family from their
I'm
protecting all entry points along the border. You were met by wild mob of guards and armed deputies who stopped you with angry words of all kinds. And they actually met you as if you were an army of outsiders invading their country. And really, you were looking for a job of work to do with your hands, and you were running away from idleness and debt and a great natural calamity. The great and terrible dust storms that struck your lands and your homes and your loved ones. They asked us questions when we come across the line. They asked us where we're from and all about it. And then they're trying to turn a lot of us back. The hobos, the boys that was riding freight trains and hitchhiking down the road, they didn't have any money in their pockets. There were families turned back too, most of them traveling in beat up cars. They'd be asked to show the police just how much money they were carrying. If it wasn't enough, they were refused entry. The landowners stood to gain from the migrants' misery. The less money they paid the workers to pick the fruit or cotton, more profits they could shore up themselves. When the migrants began to organize to combat the low wages, the landowners hired local thugs called vigilantes, bust them up and drive the organizers out of the region. Members of the local police forces often participated in the attacks. Workers and organizers were brutally beaten, even murdered, and migrant families lived in terror.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
relatives and wrote letters back home from California to tell him how pretty the country was, about the big range, the big ocean, the high mountains, and the valleys with green trees that was loaded down with most every kind of grocery. And they said the whole landscape out there just felt for the work. Only trouble was I got lost in California. As I lost the address of the railroad bridge, my relatives were stranded. However, while going through the process of looking for him, I looked into all the lost and hungry faces. And I got so interested in the art and science of migrating that I majored in it. And the school's so big you can't get out of it. Get this down once and for all. Them folks are just looking for one thing. And that one thing is what all the books and Bibles call freedom. Well, that includes 3 square meals a day and a good job and honest pay. I say for all of them, we cross this country once, and we cross it 10 more times if it can take us to honest work and honest pay. We're hard hit, we're hard hitters, but it's a darn cinch we ain't quitters. Several times, and every time must look for work and more work. and decent treatment and honest pay. Always remember you are a great people, but not all people would sweat so much and walk so far to find a job to work. It is people like you, migratory workers and work hungers, that make the human race a greater race. And it is a race, and you will win and also save that race. California, I slept in everything but a bed. I ate everything except a square meal. I found everything except a home. I rode on everything that had wheels. I made everything except money and lost everything but my debts. I ain't a communist necessarily, but I have been in the red all my life. The biggest and the best thing you can sing about is work. Songs were the very first time itself and set to the rhythm of fast whistling train. Or a steamboat lost in the fog. The rattling bang of a red hot steel mill. And the quiet booming and chugging of a new oil field as you look out across the country. I sung long tales and ballads for the railroad gangs on the Texas plains. The road workers along the border. In Portland I sung for a lot of ship stairs. Emmett Bolton and timber workers. I hit Chicago on a wild cattle train from Minneapolis and sung in a dozen saloons across the street from big packing houses with the Swedes, Slavs, Russians, Norwegians, Irish, and Negroes. It looked like everybody leaned on everybody's shoulder, and the songs and tunes didn't have any race or color much, because what's right for a man anywhere is right for you wherever you are. I just had to believe in my soul that the rough people in this world are the best singers. The hard-hit people. The hard-hitting people. The ones that you hear dropping the tall timber and then singing with their cotton barrels, their jackhammers, picks, shovels, tractors, machinery of all kinds. None of the folks that I know have got smooth voices like dew dripping off the petals of the morning violets. And still we can sing and do sing louder, longer, and with more guts than any smooth voice I ever heard. I'd rather sound like the ash cans of the early morning, like the cab drivers cursing at one another, like the longshoremen yelling, like the cowhands weeping, and like the lone wolf barking. Just learn where the work is. That's where you'll find the real honest American music and the songs being made up.
Thank you.
by walking down the skid road than I could learn in any other ways. I walked down along Laurel Pike in Seattle, California Avenue in Oklahoma City, Congress Street in Dallas, 50 Main in Los Angeles, Avenue J in Sacramento, South Street in Philadelphia, skid streets in Chicago, and several others just as crummy in Duluth, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and several dozen ratty roads in New York City. I didn't know human beings could get so broke, hungry, so dirty and ragged, and still remain alive. The wine they drink must come out through the pores of their skin and get the disease germs so drunk they can't open it. Who are these men? Where do they come from? Where are the women who match these hundreds and thousands of lost and stranded men? Somewhere, somehow, there's a woman for this man, for that man. That one over there who fell down on his face in that town doorway. This man, passed out with the blind spasms, is a son, a daddy, an uncle and a sweetheart, a lover of somebody someplace or other. And these men fighting over that bottle of cheap water vino, they look purple in a pasty muddy color with these neon lights hanging down on their faces. Who are they? Where are they at home? What whispered word in which padded office took away these men's money and herded them down here and lose all sense of hope, plan, and reason? Sober these men up. Give them a room and a clean tile shower. An x-ray. A good medical going over. And they would take root and leaf out again with the lights of the sky. If you happen to have the notion in your head that there ain't no work to be done except to spend all your money on bombs, I suggest that you take a look at Skid Row and invest your money in making men out of dollars.
Oh, he's making it hard.
stuff called time is made out of. Don't even know where it boils up and steams up from. Don't even know what time rolls back to. I don't even know what I my own self is made out of, because every day I find out that I'm made of something new, like time its own self is. You just take a handful of these things you call days and weeks, and things you say are months, and hold them in your hand like this and roll them up in the air like a feather. You'll find me out there back in Oklahoma, out on my grandma's farm. Well, what brings me here, I guess you're asking? I know folks didn't wash down this road, but I have come. I've come several trips on bright nights of moonlight, and other nights come in the wind through the storms. Ground it doth moan, and earth is trembling. Our trees and our flowers, they dance in the wind. Flowers, they whine, and the wild wind is whistling as I kiss this ground down on the mound.
Stood here on the stepstone since school days was over, long for the time to go by. Now that it's gone and I'm standing here alone, goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye. Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I live for the sun. Bells will be widening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone. I'm standing on this stepstone at eventide now. The wind whistles by with a moan. Time now to go where I don't know. Goodbye to my stepstone and home. Goodbye to my stepstone. Goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave for the sound. Fields will be widening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone.
Thank you.
couple songs away. And when we do get to intermission, I hope y'all check out the merchandise table. There's a lot of fine CDs out there that we would all love for you to have. Practically nothing. We make great gifts. You might keep in mind Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't let it catch you like it caught me. As a consequence, I'm having a real low pressure Valentine's Day. And the River, the Highway, and the Skyway posters, I'll be talking a little bit more about those. Get one of those or anything, we'll be around later to sign them for you. Okay. That's the plug. According to one of our national treasures, Pete Seeger, his father once said, if you judge the musicality of a nation, don't judge it by the presence of virtuosos. Judge it by the general level of the average person to make music. Pete said in this TV age where fewer and fewer kids sing, he encourages every musician he knows to get the audience to join in the occasion. We did this show for a bunch of third graders in California back in January. And I'd be willing to bet they only had TVs, but they sure know the words to the Woody Guthrie songs. They had them choreographed and everything. They were fantastic. It made it worth it getting up to early in the morning. And I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I know y'all can sing too. So, with that in mind, we hope you join us on the next few songs.
All right, Bob Childers, our narrator. Bob's actually from down in Oklahoma, about two counties away from where he was born. That's the western.
That's western Rhode Island. That's the westernmost county in Rhode Island.
Bob's a very Woody-esque character. He's the real deal. He kind of lives in a trailer back in the woods. He's written 500 or 600 songs of his own self. You read any of the Garth Brooks biographies, you'll hear see Bob's name mentioned as the guy that kind of started Garth into his musical path. And, that's I always tell him, like, you know, you helped Garth out, Bob. He had a million seller. And I traveled the road with Bob, and I have a million seller. My last CD, I have a million in my cellar.
Garth was my science experiment that went horribly awry.
Yeah, we were glad Bob was. We had to go through the hobo jungle to find him. He doesn't have a phone. You only find him like it turns his cell phone like 2 hours a
week. He's in his 30s.
66. So we got him to be a married. And now we're gonna turn it over to Sarah Lee Guthrie here.
Well, there's one thing that my grandfather Woody was really good at. Well, there's a lot of things, but one especially was stealing songs. He stole a lot of tunes and a lot of stuff, and well, we stole this one from him. This is one that we took from the archives, John and I, and we made a song of it. As a lot of you know, there's a lot of lyrics just sitting there in the archives, and nobody knows how the tune goes to the line because they're never recorded. And my Aunt Nora's been putting together some projects. I'm sure you've heard of Billy Bragg. And it's really incredible. It's a wonderful thing that the music is still coming out and it's reaching audiences of all kinds. And it's very cool. So this is what we've done with this next song. We put some tune, a tune to it that we actually stole the tune as well. So kind of stolen all around. But that runs in the family. And well, people call it stealing, plagiarism, bad words like that, until Pete Seeger came along and renamed it the folk process. tell you something. You know, I was talking about stealing songs, and I just want to tell you this. Did you know that he didn't do this. Woody actually stole the tune to "This Land Is Your Land"? Now, it's arguable about where he stole it from, because I always thought he stole it from the Carter family. There's a song that goes, what's it called? Heaven, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? This land is your land, this land is my land. So it's basically the same, actually, exactly the same. But you know, I was doing that, and I was telling some people about that one time, and I was on the stage with my father, who's Arlo, and he leans over and he says, "Sara Lee, no, no, no." He says, he stole it from the Hare Krishnas. And you know, he could be right, because Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. I'm not quite sure, but... is called "There'll Be No Church Tonight." And I want to clear one thing up before we do the song, and that is we were actually in Kerrville Folk Festival, John and I were there not too long ago, and we got back, and somebody wrote into our website, and he said, "Sara Lee and Johnny, we really enjoyed that song, There'll Be No Shirts Tonight." I thought that was funny, but I wanted to clear that up before we started the song. This is "There'll Be No Church."
Thank you.
you have some kind of musical degree?
Yes,
matter of fact, I'm a doctor of musical metaphysics.
So yeah. I thought that was pretty good. What you think of that scene?
I thought that was real good. In all fairness to this crowd, that is not the song that we asked the burgers to sing. And I know that a lot of you are probably not familiar with that song since it's just traditionally resurfaced. But I do have to tell you that I have a gift. As you know, you've heard of people that can see in the dark. I can actually hear in the dark. And I noticed that a few of y'all were just moving your lips. And that only counts half. But we get another chance. I think Slade's going to help us with one here that you might know a little better. But next year, now, we expect to know there'll be no show tonight. Well, I got one called Bill Ray Need. You know that one? What he used to say, no matter how you get it, you can work for it, you can borrow it, you can steal it, you can chase people out of their houses and homes for it, just as long as you've got the do re mi. I'm gonna do it in A tonight, man. Thank you. Well, what does it say when I was a baby? Well, yes, I keep giving up this ball and all the way through the state of Ohio. I feel amazing. Shouldn't have known you'd call my bluff. So let me introduce again a group of singers and players who go nuts. Well, we go nutty. Singers, players, yahoos. All around colorful characters. So that's about as safely as I can say it. And for everyone's information, I am writing a book about these two. I'm going to get in my book. I'm going to find your ears. It's hot. Right behind me here, on bass, from Austin, Texas, Ben Shoots. Also now live in Austin, originally from Miami, Michigan or something, some implausible place. My good friend Jeff Pagenhorn. And for all of you that want to say hi to me later, the answer is to Tonto. That explained on my new CD that's coming out here in another summer. There's a song on there that'll make it all very clear. Over here on drums, everybody knows it's Scrappy Scott Olivier. And you see the guitar player over there getting nervous. I know a lot about Danny. He might be a whole chapter. But...
No, stitch back.
I got a half gallon of Jack Daniels. His name is Danny Quick. He's known all around the world. Awesome. Sarah Lee Guthrie. Ellis Paul. Jimmy McFay.
Hello. Oh, I know Zelenka would be the best verse of all. And the last verse he always sang, you'd have repeated after each line after me. Now, go.
Be
rough and wide.
Be rough and wide.
And the hills.
And the hills.
Be steep and high.
Be steep and high.
We can sing.
We can sing.
As we go marching.
As we go marching.
And we'll win that one thing. You can buy and buy. Where do you got to walk?
Thank you.
Thank you. of the reason for ripping the highway into the skyway tour, so I ran around the spirit of Woody, is to help bring attention to the Woody Guthrie Foundation archives. The archives, yeah. You know, some of these songs that we're going to hear tonight have been in the archives for years. Woody, of all the songs that he wrote, he actually got a chance to record very few of them, relatively few. And there's some amazing stuff in there. The archives are located in New York City for Woody's daughter Nora, and their staff does great work maintaining and keeping watch over Woody's legacy in music, art, and word. We encourage you to check them out at woodyguthrie.org. They can always use your help and support. We also want to bring attention to the Woody Guthrie Coalition. And this year, we'll be putting on the 7th annual Woody Guthrie Folk Festival in Woody's hometown of Okemo, Oklahoma. It's a 5-day celebration, and we'll run this coming year, July 14th through July 19th. Come join us. We'd love to see you there. Some of you have been there. I've seen you there. It's free. Free to y'all. We play free. We would pay to play it, probably, if they don't let it out. And yes, it does get a little warm in July in Oklahoma. I admit it. But there's a swimming pool right there at the campgrounds. And several venues are in the air conditioned places. Once you're in the hall, usually after dark. And anybody that's been there once comes back. The information on the festival, go to woodyguthrie.com. We've got woodyguthrie.org, woodyguthrie.com. And I'm sure they're linked up if you get it on the first time. Proceeds from the Ribbon Highway and the Skyway posters, which Val Van, once again, on his heart, thank her again, she got these together. Thank you, Val, big man. She works really hard. Anyway, that's what she keeps telling us. Anyway, the proceeds of the Ribbon and Highway and the Skyway posters on sale tonight go to the Archives and the Coalition, which are both nonprofit organizations. So thank you. And now back to Woody's words and music. I stayed a few nights with an artist and a painter by trade. He's got a mighty good picture of a lynching hanging on my right wall. And it shows you one man, a Negro man, already hung for excitement and entertainment, and another being drug in and beat up with clubs, fists, and guns. And so naturally, I can't think of no jokes for today. This painting is so real, I feel like I was at a lynching. And it somehow or other just takes all the fun and good humor and good sport out of you to sit here and realize people could go so haywire as to hang a human body up by a gallows pole and shoot it full of Winchester rifle holes just for pastime. The rope stretched tight like a big fish. Ain't no telling how many were marched by the songs that have whistled through the ribs of the poor lynch victims. Thank you.
children back up to the tree.
Born again, I was born again, come play. want your pearly gates, I don't want your streets of gold. I think I want your mansion. For my heart is never
folks got thrown in the calaboose for just passing around these petitions. I reckon they'll go around to all the doors in the country now and take everybody's fingerprints off their bells. When it gets down to ringing doorbells and getting folks to sign peace petitions, well, the next move will be just throw you in the jug for believing whatever you believe. It makes no difference what it happens to be. It's getting easier and easier to get in jail. So remember, I told you, you're running a risk to believe anything worth mentioning. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to Isaac Ellison.
We're bringing out a virgin tune tonight. This is one that we got out of an old songbook that was in the archives. Plank found it. We were on the tour, one of the other earlier legs of the tour, and we were looking through this old book. Jimmy had it, and Nora had loaned it to Jimmy, and we had it in the Blue Whale, which is Slade's touring vehicle. And we were deep in the belly of Blue Whale when we came across this one. But it has a singable chorus, and it's pretty easy. It's called the Peace Song, isn't it? Peace call. And the chorus is peace, 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 and peace. Y'all be able to get that one. There's a few other words in there too, but that's the gist of it. Peace on the heavenly Father, get ready.
Some of his children's songs in all kinds of different languages. It was so simple. I mean, it's not easy to translate a song, but it's so simple. Like, big, blind, handle with your hammer, sing it over, and go up and do the song. See that in any country in the world. And of course, he'd usually take an old tune and put new words for it. I was on a radio program with Woody when Earl Ives was on it, singing Jimmy Crack Corner. And next thing Woody was making, went to a dance and the animals come. The jaybird danced with the horse shoes on. And that sucker danced till he fell on the floor. Jink, 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 they tell him. Jink, 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 watch him. Jink, 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 long, long. Jink, long, jink, long, jink, long, ho. Jink, 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 long, long. One of the simplest. It's so outrageously simple you wouldn't. Is that a song? I guess he made up this for his little daughter, Kathy, who was so tragically burned in the fire. But he made a whole batch of songs for her. And Moses Ash, at the little, tiny little Folkways record company, put it on a 10-inch LP. And Moses Ash would pack a trunk full of LPs and go around to a convention, Music Educators National Conference or something like that. And teacher would walk by and say, "My, I didn't know records like this existed." And next thing you know, their name and address was on Mo Ash's mailing list, and they got Woody's next record. This one, you don't need an instrument for, but if you ever meet a little kid, 2-3 years old, something like that, put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air and hold it up right there. Put your finger in the air. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose. That's where the cold wind blows. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. On your chin. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin. That's where the food slips in. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin. On your cheek, put your finger on your cheek, and leave it there a week. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your ear, on your ear. Put your finger on your ear, on your ear. Put your finger on your ear, and leave it there a year. Here's a hard one. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe, and leave it there so. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. This really could be sung in any language. Italian, Russian, Swahili, Chinese, who knows? Here's the end of it. Put your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on your finger on your finger. Put your finger on 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 your finger.
Thank you.
saying, think of a song, let something happen. And if you and your friends sing it, that's the most important thing. But in the little hometown where I live, I go around every January 15th, the weekend near it, to my local Baptist church, and I sing with the folks there. And a couple of years ago, almost 2 years ago, after the terrible bombing of the Twin Towers, I thought of a chorus. And it took me 8 months, but I finally got 4 verses worth singing. Down in Alabama, 1955. Not many of us here tonight were then alive. A young Baptist preacher led a bus boy cut and showed the way for a brand new day without firing a shot.
Don't say it begun, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, we too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
Oh, those must have been an exciting 13 years. Young heroes, young heroines, they were laughter, they were tears. Students sitting down at lunch counters, children dancing in the streets. To think it all started with Rosa refusing to give up her seat.
Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you
do,
you learn to sing, so drop the gun.
Hey, you know what I'll teach you to? Don't say it can't be done. Sing that.
Don't say it can't be done.
Good. The battle's just begun.
The battle's just begun.
Take it from Dr. King.
Take it from Dr. King.
Oh, three notes.
Don't say it can't be done.
The battle.
The battle's just begun.
Take it
from Dr. King.
You too can learn to sing.
You too can learn to sing.
So drop the gun.
So drop the gun.
Now you know all 5 lines of the chorus. You sing it all the way through.
Don't say it can't be done. The battle's just begun.
Take
it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing. So drop the gun.
Songs kept them going and growing. They didn't know all the millions of seeds that they were sowing. They were singing on marches, even singing in jail. Songs gave them courage to believe they would not fail.
Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you do can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
Thank you.
Okay, the man is prophets by war, stripping of his prophets. War will end. A kid is a kid, and a bomb is a bomb. As long as the poor folks fight the rich man's wars, we'll keep having poor folks, rich folks, and wars. I would have lots of fights if I had another fellow to fight for me. Since I've got to be my own fighting, I try not to have no trouble. Same way with everybody. Make them do their own fighting, and you would do away with fighting. I would like to see every single soldier on every single side just take off your helmet, unbuckle your kit, lay down your rifle, and sit down at the side of some shady lane and say, "Nope, I ain't gonna kill nobody." Plenty of rich folks want to fight. Get them the guns. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Ellis Paul.
This is a lyric from the archive that I put music to. It's called God's Promise. It was written in 1955. It was in a tough year in Moody's life. He had Huntington's chorea, which is a degenerative nervous system disease. And when he wrote this, he was having trouble actually playing guitar. He wrote a typewriter. And you can hear the frustration and also the hope in the lyrics. It's called God's Promise. I didn't promise you skies painted blue, or all colored flowers all your days through. I didn't promise you sun with no rain, joys without sorrow, my peace without pain.
Yeah.
when it's fallen on me, I give you my faith, my will to pull on, my love for my reason. Colors are colors, my love for my creeds are all
He sings the songs of the people, and I expect that he is, in a way, that people. Harsh voice to nasal, his guitar hanging like a tire iron on a rusty rim. There's nothing sweet about Woody. There's nothing sweet about the songs he sings. There is something more important for those who will listen. There is a will of people to endure and to fight against depression. I think we call this the American spirit.
Thank you, Bob Schiller. You did a great job tonight. Fantastic. So we're going to do this one here, and we invite, I know Nora Guthrie's here, Woody's daughter, Anna and her daughter, if they want to get up. Of course, please welcome to get back up here. Okay. That little baby you heard crying is Sarah Lee's. She was getting on the microphone today. So we're so glad you all came out. I'll leave you at this song here.
Thank you. statues cry. 10,000 nightmares tumble from the sky. We gaze in wide wonder, whisper goodbye. This land was made for you and me. What a heart of darkness inside a mirror. He cast his hatred clear across the land. But hatred fails when as one we stare. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream.
Instead of marriage, they was talking like this.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home. And I've got to be drifting.
Talent to find the humor in the midst of tragedy. He had a friend who was a preacher in the little town of Pampa, Texas, where this took place. Panhandle. Oh, the churches were jammed, the churches was packed, the dusty old dust storm, it blows a black. The preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his specs, took up a collection set.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is in my home. And I've got to be drifting along.
The storm came like thunder, dusted us over. It covered us under, it blocked out the traffic, blocked out the hot sun, and straight for home all the people did run and sing.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust.
Bye. Saturday night, I've been married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife, we are married. I'm staying this small hotel. Stay here until we outnumber them.
quite dead.